It's the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show interview. A hot Wednesday night in Fredericksburg. Eric Bach hanging out with Kevin Pizell. We're 2 months in, first week of June. Can you, in your words, describe to me what your season has been like for you? Some ups and downs for sure.
Yeah, definitely some ups and downs. I think early it was tough. There's some bad at-bats mixed in there, but a lot of, I would say, unluckiness, and that sucks, but got to keep playing every day, and it's starting to turn around, so excited about it.
Definitely is starting to turn around. As somebody that's with the team every day behind the scenes, I have witnessed you every day work through it. I mean, this is probably the first time in your baseball career that you've really struggled for a consistent period at the plate. How have you mentally dealt with that?
It's been tougher, man. I think sometimes when I've struggled in the past, it's been like maybe striking out or having bad at-bats, and this one's been a little bit different. When you have a lot of games of just hitting the ball hard and they're catching it most of the time, that's something I definitely have not dealt with to that extent. And so it was a little bit tougher on me mentally, but, you know, lately just trying to treat every day like it's opening day has helped a lot, and just starting over. So
the month of May was a really good one for you. And behind the plate all season, it's been excellent. You're throwing out 37% of base runners, which is number one in single-A baseball. This is the first time that you've been a team's primary catcher. Talk to me about the defense and how you've really refined that here in just the first couple months of the season.
It's felt good, man. Obviously going to spring, and like you said, it's the first time that I've really caught full time, and just getting comfortable. I always liked playing catcher, and I've always wanted to do it more, but last year I got mono in college, and so there's been a lot of stuff that just like held me back from catching a little bit, but I'm feeling comfortable, and having a lot of fun doing it. So
talking with Kevin Pizell here on Fred Nats On Deck, walk me through the formula that's needed to throw out a base runner, because obviously you're a big part of it, the pitcher's a big part of it, middle infielders are part of it. When everything's clicking on all cylinders in that sequence, what are some things that you look for?
Yeah, all of our pitchers are really quick to the plate, which helps me out a lot. I credit that to me playing shortstop growing up, and man, I don't really think about it. I'm ready to go whenever they want to try to steal, and I really like doing it, so it's fun. But yeah, our pitchers have done a hell of a job being quick to the plate, and I'm really thankful for that.
Can you talk about the dynamic of you having to catch? We have a 14 pitcher staff right now, and you've got to know the strengths and weaknesses of every single one of them. Can you talk about the game planning process that you have with the pitchers and Lordy, and how you guys try to execute and get people out?
Yeah, as far as the starters go, I mean, all of them have done, I think, a fair job. Like I said, they're pitching well, and they're also being quick to the plate, efficient to the plate. So we're keeping, and that's not just me, that's Ron back too, we're keeping runners on first base if they get hit a single or walk. So it helps them out a lot. I know it helps me and Ron back out whenever there's not a guy just standing on third base all the time. You have to worry about that. They've made it really easy, so it hasn't been a whole lot. I mean, Lordy's always the one who's helping us out with game plan and approach to every hitter, but as far as the rest of that, we just get into the game and kind of see what the hitters are doing and how they're reacting to the pitcher's pitches, and they're being quick and efficient and throwing a lot of strikes, so it's been good.
Grew up in Texas, played your college ball in Texas. What is your favorite thing about being from the state of Texas?
Probably the hunting part. There's other places there's so-called better hunting, but there's a lot of hunting to do there and fishing, and that's definitely my favorite part about Texas. So
a lot of Texas guys on this Frednat team, guys that you have history with in your baseball career, Rob Kranz, Nate Rombach. You guys really do have that Texas culture in the clubhouse. I'm sure that's made things easier for everyone.
Oh yeah, it feels like we're in Texas until you kind of get out of the ballpark, but yeah, I love it. Obviously I grew up with Rob and went to college for a little bit with Nate, so it's helped out a lot for me too. So
what was it like coming here to Fredericksburg last year? I mean, it was such a whirlwind after the draft. You come here, you play a few weeks, you win a championship. That was just a great intro to pro ball for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I'll say this, I hope this doesn't come off the wrong way, but I hadn't experienced pro ball, so I didn't know if that really mattered, and now that I'm playing, I understand how much that mattered. And so it was a really cool experience, and one that I got to share with a lot of people that I did know. It was pretty cool, man. I I don't know. I loved it, and it was fun, and something I'll definitely remember the rest of my life.
Torpedo bat was such a huge part of the baseball conversation at the beginning of the season. You're using one of the few guys on this team that is. Walk me through that decision-making process, and how has it been for you so far?
I mean, it's a little bit tough at first. You kind of have to learn where the barrel is, I think, and it didn't take a whole lot, but yeah, I got four of them, and I didn't have a whole lot of other bats to use, so I was like, man, I'll try it out in BP, and I actually liked it. It's really balanced, and I think Petey's kind of in the same boat, so it's pretty good.
Last one for you. This team's struggling right now. What do you think needs to happen as a collective group for the results to turn around?
This happens sometimes with teams. It seems like we're either pitching or we're hitting. We haven't really synced that up together, and so I think, you know, once something clicks, that could be tonight, could be tomorrow night. Just kind of get on the same page and kind of go from there. We have the players to do it, so.
No doubt. Kevin Bazell hanging out with us on Fred Nats on Deck. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.